There was a really interesting study that was done overseas. And this was a paper written by an author called Vanessa Hayes, who's an anthropologist. And essentially, she was looking into the origins of Homo sapiens, right? So who are the ancestors of modern humans is the question that she was asking in her research. And her research determined that they originated somewhere in Africa around 200,000 years ago. But they weren't sure about the exact location when they set about the research. And after going through all of that and concluding their research, they came to the conclusion that the evolutionary milestone occurred on this continent, and that the modern human's ancestral homeland was actually in what is modern-day Botswana. I want to bring into the conversation now one of the researchers at the University of Pretoria who actually co-authored this research with Vanessa Hayes. This researcher is Rihanna Bornman. Rihanna, good afternoon to you, and thank you very much for making yourself available to us today. I must just ask you, since many of us are not scientists, to just explain to us in layman's terms what your research showed.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. What the research shows is that about 200,000 years before Christ, as you mentioned, modern man as we know it appeared in Africa. And they seem to live in what is now called the homeland in the southern part of the southwest in the Kalahari. And it's an area where the Makarihari stands are today. Now, at that stage, it was a wetland area where people lived for about 70,000 years without any need for them to move somewhere else than stay centrally in Africa. And then at about 100,000 years before Christ, the first movement was initiated, and that was in a north-western direction. And the reason for that, I will give to you now. And then about 20,000 years later, at about 110,000 years before Christ. Sorry, the first one was in the northeastern direction. My geology is not up to scratch. And then in 110 years before Christ, 110,000 years before Christ, the movements seemed to occur in the southwestern direction. Eventually, over the rest of southern Africa, around the southern tip of Africa, and that is confirmed by various findings in fossils. Now, for us, is that the reason for this was not clear on the genomic data, but once we overlay the climatic, physical changes that occurred in the model at around that time, it seems that there was a shift in the climate of this wetland area, which opened up these green corridors right in the northeastern and the southwestern direction. And therefore, people who really was highly sustainable or sustained in Africa, in that central part, moved further up northeast and southwest. What then seemed to occur is that there was a change in climate, and eventually there was further movement south and east, and subsequently the area where the climate change occurred in the Makarihari bands also changed, so that most of the people migrated out of that central area, and a few of the ancestors still remain in that specific area. But people migrated out of Africa or into the rest of Africa and into southern Africa.
Right. Tell me, does this research line up with the general research on skulls and other fossils, other types of science like paleontology that suggest more or less the same thing?
In broad terms, yes, it does. But what is important about this study is that we use samples collected from living human subjects, not dependent on fossil samples. So this is new technology that became available that we could apply on the mighty genome, and that detects the maternal lineage of the participants.
I mean, there's some anthropologists who disagree with you. Ryan Rohm, for example, has said that the study has a significant flaw, according to Business Insider's coverage of this. And he says one of your faults is that you didn't go back far enough on the genetic timeline to confirm your hypothesis.
I am not anthropologist. I'm also not genomicist. It's a question that could be best addressed by Professor Hayes herself.
All right. Thank you for speaking to us this afternoon. That is Rihanna Bornman, researcher at the University of Pretoria, who co-authored that research.